T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. We've learned the identity of a murder victim in Jamaica we've been telling you about today. It turns out she is only 17 years old. She was discovered while barely still alive on a residential street.
It was a homeowner on 166th Street who heard a woman crying and called the police. Officers from the 113 precinct arrived and found a woman on the sidewalk drenched in blood. She had been stabbed a number of times and died. Yvette lives around the corner and found it all frightening and upsetting.
It's unfortunate that it happens to such a person at such a young age. Our society is going so bad right now. It's very appalling. Frightening situation.
166th Street has lots of private homes and trees. Some of them have cameras, which the police looked at. They believe there was a dispute between the victim and the attacker, who fled the scene. Carol Deuria, 1010 Winds in South Jamaica.
And again, we have learned her identity. She is 17-year-old Talasia Cuffey of Long Island City. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this still developing story. 5 people are charged in a shooting at a high school football game in South Jersey last night that left 3 people hurt. The game was between Camden and Pleasantville High Schools in Pleasantville. Last night around 8:30, Damon Tyner is the Atlanta County prosecutor.
During the third quarter of the game, on the Pleasantville High School side of the bleachers, multiple shots were fired. It is being reported that 2 individuals, an adult male and a male child, were injured.
They are in critical condition. That child is 10. The adult is 27. A 15-year-old boy was also treated for a graze wound. 5 men are facing charges from attempted murder to weapons to eluding police. After the shooting, 4 of them allegedly took off and tossed a gun from their vehicle. Governor Phil Murphy has issued a statement thanking the first responders for their quick work in apprehending the suspects and helping the victims, calling the shooting a cowardly attack, saying high school playoff football should be a cause for community celebration, not the backdrop for panic and terror. He's accused of kidnapping and attacking sex workers on Long Island. Could he be the Gilgo Beach serial killer? Word is the feds are taking a close look at Andrew Fry. The 54-year-old father of 2 from Coram was in court yesterday sobbing and pleading not guilty. Prosecutors say he targeted sex workers, kidnapping them, forcing them into his car and restraining them with handcuffs or zip ties. In both cases, the alleged victims had to jump out of a moving car to escape. Authorities are wondering if there are more victims, perhaps some who didn't get away. The murders of several women whose bodies were dumped in Gilgo Beach are still unsolved. Authorities are asking anyone with information to contact them at 800-CALL-FBI. Fry was ordered held without bail. Police are pointing to speed as a factor in a crash that killed one of their own this morning on the FDR.
It was an out-of-control car that the police say was speeding up the FDR drive. One person was killed, a 25-year-old off-duty New York City police officer. There were 2 passengers in the car, both also 25 years old, a male with a leg injury and a female with a leg and foot injury. Both are civilians. This occurred at 2:38 in the morning at about 23rd Street on the drive. This witness spoke to Channel 7.
I saw a car come out of nowhere and hit the middle divider and flipped over.
He said there were sparks and the car T-boned onto the center median and remained there. Preliminarily, the police say there is no indication that alcohol was involved. Carol Deuria, 1010 Winds in Manhattan.
Authorities are investigating an unlicensed daycare center in Newark where a child was hurt. The mother of the 6-month-old tells CBS 2 she didn't realize it wasn't licensed.
She told me basically that I guess my daughter was left unattended around a 2-year-old and that he'd bit my daughter in the stomach.
Anari Orman says there was a second story they told her about baby Zuri's additional injuries.
Went upstairs to get Neosporin, and on her way down the stairs, she fell with Zuri and that she was badly bruised.
She says there were more than 10 children there. The daycare is in a home on Eastern Parkway. The NYPD is investigating a shooting this morning outside a NYCHA complex in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. A 34-year-old man was shot multiple times outside the Lafayette Gardens houses on Lafayette Avenue just before 4 this morning. No sign of the shooter. Police were actually alerted by the ShotSpotter system. They're asking anyone with information to call 800-577-TIPS. A house in Montclair is up for grabs for free. The only thing is the buyer has to pay for moving costs of the house. That's right. NJ.com reports it's a three-story house on North Willow Street. And if it's not moved, it'll be demolished, even though it's perfectly habitable. It's owned by a church, which has been using it for office space and children's education, but it needs a bigger building for those purposes, so it plans on replacing it with new construction. Now, the town's Historic Preservation Committee reportedly asked the church not to just tear it down, but instead offer the house to someone who can just put it somewhere else, literally.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.